A furious comeback and a late-second touchdown were just some of the highlights in a wild battle for senior boys' football supremacy in Delta last Friday night at John Oliver Park. The South Delta Sun Devils jumped out to a 29-12 lead after three quarters, but the Sequam Seahawks scored three unanswered, unconverted TDs to take a 30-29 lead. The Sun Devils got the ball back and attempted a 37-yard FG with 1:50 to go in the game, but missed. South Delta used their two remaining timeouts and a strong defensive stop to get the ball back with 45 seconds to go. A couple of plays and a late-hit penalty got the Sun Devils to the Seahawks' 16-yard line with 30 seconds left. South Delta went for a run to center the ball for an attempted game-winning field goal when Ryan Roberts found a seam and scored his fourth TD of the game to put South Delta up 35-30, securing the win. Roberts finished the game with 186 yards rushing on 20 attempts, including a 60-yard TD in the first, a 1-yard run in the first, and a 6-yard run in the third. Quarterback Dominic Dumas went 8 for 18 for 168 yards passing and 1 TD. He also rushed for 45 yards. Quinn Schuberg had 72 yards receiving, while Morgan McCubbin had 41 yards receiving and caught 1 TD. Oscar McPhee also had a nice game with 42 receiving yards. With the South Delta win and St. Thomas More beating New West, it created a four-way tie in the division with all four teams at 4-2 in conference play. The playoffs will see seedings 1-16, with the top three teams, Vancouver College, Carson Graham and GW Graham, receiving first-round byes. Teams 4-16 will play this week. Sequam, STM, New West and SDSS have been seeded 7-10. Meaning SDSS and Sequam will play again this week. "It's a very confusing and disappointing playoff schedule," said head coach Ray Moon. "To place whole conferences together in the seeding without any mix and match is really odd and frustrating. There is no rhyme or reason to it, and no one will explain how they came to these conclusions. We threw everything at Sequam last Friday night, so it's going to be another battle just 7 days later." The wild card round playoff game is this Friday, November 10, at 1 p.m. at Burnaby Lakes.